1 Timothy, and I'm calling it Household Rules. That's going to pop up here because Dave just got back over there. Household Rules. Yes, ma'am. What? Oh, missionary prayer. Well, that wasn't in the bulletin. Come on in. Come on up. We're going to pray for our missionaries. Could you pray for Elton and Billy as well?
Yeah.
Since they're awesome. Sorry about that.
Good morning. Today we're going to be praying for our missionaries to West Asia as they finish up fundraising and getting all the rest of their training that they need. They actually are starting some new training that they hadn't been planning on doing, but it's going to help them acclimate to the culture and be able to better reach the people there. So that's really a blessing. So we'll pray for them. We're also going to pray for Billy and Elton, who are still in the Philippines. They'll be back Tuesday. They're over there, in case you weren't here last week, they're over there just looking at the extent of the work we're going to have to do at Manila Bible Seminary, and they're going to see what materials we need and get all that together. I'd also like to pray for Tyler and Andrea Sims today. If you don't know, they're going to be going to New York eventually. Andrea, where are you? When are you going?
June. Holy cow.
Okay, they're going to New York this June, and they're going to be doing a different kind of ministry there, so I'd like to pray for them also. So will you pray with me, please? Lord, we want to thank you for the opportunity that we have to be stewards of your people and your word, Lord. I thank you that we have the opportunity to share your message with others. And I thank you that we have the opportunity to do so in prayer, even if we can't be the ones to go and be with people in other places, Lord. And I just want to pray that you would bless Tyler and Andrea as they go, Lord. I pray that we know that you're the provider of everything we need, and I pray that you would provide all the finances that they need. And I pray also that you would strengthen them and comfort them, Lord. I pray that it's a big transition and there's a lot to prepare, and I pray that you would just give them peace and comfort. And just give them your perspective, help them to see that you have everything in hand and you'll provide it to them. I pray also for our missionaries to West Asia. I pray that the remainder of their training will go well, that they will continue to be able to raise funds. I also want to pray for the hearts of those here and in our other, the other parts of your body and other churches, Lord, and other places. I pray that if anyone is meant to participate in the ministry of our missionaries to West Asia or to Tyler and Andrea's ministry, Lord, I pray that you would help make that evident to them so that they could honor you in that way, Lord. I pray that you would protect Billy and Elton as they're away and just help make things very obvious to them, Lord. Help them to be wise and discerning and to see what needs to be done, Lord, and help them to get everything taken care of that needs to be taken care of. In your name, amen.
All right.
Visit Islam, and I guess the story is to tell. express these things. But in these pastoral epistles, you'll find this in there. You find some different vocabulary. You find that he isn't touching on these things that he usually does. And so some scholars look at this and say, this cannot be by Paul. This has to be by someone later on, someone who wrote in Paul's name. We call this, I'm going to do this again last night, I had a problem, pseudographic literature. Literature that is falsely attributed to Aquinas. Pseudo is false. Graph of each writing. So false writing attributed. So some people think that someone who is familiar with Paul's theology, his doctrine, his ideas, they wrote this at a later date. But the issue is that these three letters are different from the other letters because they were written to different people. See, the letters of Romans, the letter to Corinthians, Ephesians, Colossians, Philippians, Thessalonians, those are written to churches that Paul had started, and he was writing to them to try to help them understand this way of life that they had committed themselves to. And so he's teaching a certain doctrinal and theological concepts and so forth. But these three pastoral epistles were written to two very close associates of Paul. Very close. In fact, Paul calls Timothy in this letter his true child of the faith. That's how close. And so it makes sense that Paul's going to write to these people who are so close to him that he wouldn't have to put certain theological themes or doctrinal themes in this writing. These guys know what he believes. He taught them. So it should be a surprise that those things aren't here. And the writing itself, too, when he wrote his letters to the different churches, for the most part, some of them know that this was the truth for the most part, picture, not a picture of Paul. It's some of these traditions of Paul. I think I have cameras back then. Well, what I want to do is, when we look at 1 Corinthians, I didn't really spend a whole lot of time on Paul. Paul is a very important figure in the New Testament. He wrote over half of our New Testament. Most of it is his letters, encouraging churches, as we say, encouraging ministry associates. So I thought maybe it would be good to just kind of go through a brief timeline of Paul's life here. Paul was probably born around 85. He had both a Roman citizenship and he was a Jew. What that means is that he probably had at least, in the very least, a mother was a Jew. More likely, both his mother and father were Jews. But what's interesting in Judaism is that the lineage is traced through the woman, not the man. So if your mother is a Jewess, then you are a Jew. But if your mother is not a Jew, so we know that at least his mother was a Jew. We know that he studied under Gamaliel. He said himself that he studied under Gamaliel. Second, that's what it said. In Jerusalem between 15 and 20 AD. He became a Pharisee. That's probably around 31 AD. And then the Acts story picks up. The first mention of Paul is in Acts chapter 7. It's at the stoning of Stephen. And Paul was the young Pharisee who stood by. It sounds like he didn't participate in the stoning. He definitely approved of it because he stood by everybody's cloak and washed their clothes and stoning was going on. Well, that must have had a drastic impact on him because in 34 AD, the stoning of Stephen was somewhere in 33, 34. He immediately turned around and he started to persecute the church. Immediately. And he even says in some of his writings that he was responsible for the death of the Christians. It was an act of persecuting the church. comes back, and there was an issue going on. This is when the two guys are starting to come in behind him, and they're telling people, no, you need to be circumcised, you need to follow along. And then, so Paul and Barnabas goes to Jerusalem in AD 49, goes to Jerusalem, and they have this big council called the Jerusalem Council. And it's about this issue, should Gentiles have to submit to the law? Should they be circumcised? And the end result of this was no. That they did not have to follow the dietary laws, you know, these type of things. So that was a major breakthrough in Christianity. They did say four things that they got to do just so that Jewish Christians and Gentile Christians could hear the law one another. Because they knew the Jewish people probably would resist the Gentile laws. In 49, he went on a second mission journey, and he took 4 years. He went to Cilicia, Galatia, Asia, Macedonia, and Achaia. But it was also this journey that he went through. Lystra. And Lystra is where he went to. And at one point, he comes back through Lystra, and he takes Timothy, comes out with Timothy a little bit here. This is where he meets Timothy. He takes Timothy with him. He goes to Ephesus. He spends 3 years of this 400-year period in Ephesus. This is the city that he stayed the longest in. And again, to be honest, if you go see, there's a reason why Ephesus was founded. Ephesus was the second most important city of Christianity outside of Jerusalem during this time period. And all this time, why? So it goes back to does a report, and then he goes on a third missionary journey. And at the end of the third missionary journey, he is told